Or it's gin.
Huh?
What's another word for real? You'd say it's
genuine.
And if you were buying something several hundred pounds at a time, you'd say you were buying it how?
In bulk.
What sort of things would you buy in bulk?
Well, there's a lot of things you used to buy in bulk, not anymore. You could buy coffee in bulk. You could buy sugar in bulk. You could buy feed stuff for the animals in bulk,
mm-hmm.
which was not packaged. That's bulk.
Uh-huh. And a sweet spread you could put on toast or biscuits?
Be syrup on less molasses.
Or jam? Or
jam, yes. Jam, syrup, and preserves.
What else?
Honey or?
What else is like jam, only it's been strained, so it's...
Give me an example.
Well, like it's made out of apples or grapes.
Well, it'd be apple jelly or grape jelly. Jelly.
And something you'd have on the table to season your food with?
Well, it would be a salt and pepper and so on and so forth.
And if there was a bowl of apples and a child wanted one, he'd tell you.
Well, I'd say take one.
Or how would he tell you to give him one, he'd say? How would he ask for one?
What, if they asked for the apple?
How would they ask you for it?
They'd probably say, can I have an apple?
And if you left an apple lying around and it got dried up and all, you'd say the skin of that dried apple was all... be all wrinkled and all, you say it was all?
Well, it would be dried or wrinkled.
What would it do? It'd get smaller and wrinkled?
Yes, it would get smaller, tend to get smaller because the inside dries out.
Did you ever say it would swivel or shrivel up?
Shriveled, yes.
And you'd say, he doesn't live here, he lives way...
Well, I'd say he doesn't live here, or you say he lives at Mission Valley, or lives at Victoria, or wherever it would be.
Okay. And you tell somebody, don't do it that way, do it.
If I knew how to, I'd say do it this way.
And if you don't have any money at all, you say you're not rich, you're...
broke.
Or if you've never had money, you're not a rich man, you're...
Well, that term could be used. I'm not rich or...
Someone who has no money at all and never has. He said that they...
I'd say they were poor.
He said, when I was a child, my father was poor, but next door was a child.
That was rich.
But talking about the father being rich. Next door was a child.
Well, I guess his father would have been rich.
Okay. How would you say that? Next door was a child.
That had a rich father or rich folks.
Okay. And if you have a lot of peach trees, you say you had a peach. If you had a lot of peach trees, you call that a peach.
Peaches.
If you had a lot of, say, peach trees growing
uh-huh.
on your land.
I'd say I have a grove of peach or an orchard of peaches.
Okay. And you might ask somebody if that's his orchard, and he'd say, no, I'm just a neighbor. He'd point to somebody else and say, he's the man.
I would say it belongs to Charlie or what have you.
Okay. And a citrus fruit that grows down in Florida, or down in the valley.
Citrus.
What different kinds?
Grapefruit, oranges, lemons.
If you had a bowl of oranges and one day you went in to get one and there weren't any left, you'd say the oranges are...
Oranges are all or the oranges are gone.
Okay. How would you say that in German?
Die Orangen sind alle.
Okay. Do you hear that very much translated, the oranges are all, like you said?
Uh-huh.
Do you hear that very often?
No.
People say?
No.
And